Hi, you're welcome to Expressions with Omozele podcast, where I share my thoughts and views with you on issues that affect us in our personal lives and in the society. My name is Omozele, an advocate for positivity, and your host. You're welcome to today's episode. Now, a lot has been happening in my country, Nigeria, and it's not something I can ignore, so I am going to talk about it today. I'm going to talk about the protests and how it has affected friendships. Yes, the protest has affected everybody and almost everything, one way or another. So today, in this episode, I will talk about how I think it has affected friendship. And I hope this is helpful to you listening. I know you're going to enjoy this episode, so happy listening. There have been a lot going on in Nigeria. You know, the NSAS protest, end police brutality protest, and bad governance protest. And then we have the invasion of hoodlums, quote unquote. You know, stealing, destroying, looting of government properties and private properties too, not just government properties. Private properties have been looted. So with all this happening, you know, we get to hear different people with their different opinions. We hear our friends talk about it, and sometimes we think they are on the wrong side. And at the end of the day, it causes conflict between two friends, between people. Now, before I, you know, recorded this episode, I did a survey. And I had someone who told me how his friend got beaten up because the youth of the nation were protesting, and he was in school taking pictures of himself in class and posting online. Wow. They felt he was insensitive to what's happening in the country, so they decided to punish him in their own way. They decided to beat him up. Oh my god. Now, this is a group of friends. These are guys who know each other. And I know there are so many situations similar to this. You see people, you hear too, people blocking each other on social media because they don't share the same idea. They can't, or they don't want to agree on the same thing. They block each other. They cut each other off. Don't you think this is extreme? I feel it's extreme. It's going extreme. Because someone does not, you know, share the same idea, the same school of thought with you, you break the bond you have. You throw years of friendship away. You know, this thing happening, most people don't know that this thing happening right now will pass. The chaos will pass. Nigeria government will have to resolve it. It's going to happen. They are going to resolve it. I have faith they are going to resolve it. I'm trying to be positive right now. And then when it's time to celebrate, you find out that you don't have friends. I'm not trying to say all your friends are opposing your idea, but you've cut off people. You don't have friends to celebrate with when it's time for a victory dance. You know, there are people, I know that I've experienced it too. There are people out there who are so confident, who are strongly opposing the protest. And I'm not talking of the looting. That's generally, that is bad. I'm talking of the protest that happened. the first phase of the protest that happened, there are people, youth like me, you know, people of my age grade, that come out and tell you this protest is not necessary, it's not needed, it's not valid, we are being disrespectful, it won't end well, so many people have died and they are dying for nothing. There are people like that. I had a conversation on phone with a friend one time and he was like, this will not end well. Now I was upset because to me he didn't seem to understand why the youth are coming out. Most people feel we came out because we are trying to defend fraudsters or criminals. No, we're just tired of the killings, unnecessary killings of our friends and loved ones, even people we don't know. It affects us one way or another. Somebody just died like that for no reason, no offense committed, because a policeman or a SAS officer was trigger happy. It's not good. It's not something you will see and keep quiet. You have to speak up. There are people who believe that the SAS officers or the police officers are doing the right thing. No matter what you tell them, no matter the videos you show. Now, most times I wonder how. How do you think? When I come across such people, that's the question I ask myself. How do they think? How? It's so annoying, it's so frustrating, but there is nothing you can do about it. That's who they are, that's what they want to believe, that's what they think is right. You can't force, no matter how, you know, it's, even if it's right, you can't actually force it on them. That's the simple truth. Now, I made friends during the protest, online protest. I was protesting online, I could not go out. I was aggressively protesting on Twitter. I made new friends, you know, and I'm sure you have made friends too. You went out of your house. You took the risk and you marched on, you were protesting. I'm sure you met different people, you made new friends. I'm certain of it. People who agreed with your personal thoughts on this issue, and that's amazing. You know, people who understand where you're coming from, why you're fighting. It's one of the best feelings in the world to connect with someone who understands you, who can relate to what you say or what you've been through. It's amazing. But there are others. So what about them? You see, we are different individuals from different backgrounds. We are built with different capabilities, different abilities. Yes, so you should not expect people to see things eye to eye with you. You can't expect me to see things eye to eye with you all the time. We are different, so we see things differently. What is right, you know, for you or to you might be wrong to someone else. So most times people won't agree with your opinion or your views. It can't always work that way. Now, this is one of the effects the protests or the recent happenings in Nigeria has on friendships. I did a survey and I'd say 70% complained of the same thing, how they had to cut people off because they feel they didn't understand the struggle, why we are protesting and stuff like that. But like I said, it's going extreme. You should not cut someone who is really close to you because they don't see things the way you do, except it's affecting you mentally and you just can't deal with it, and then you just have to let go. Now, another effect is, you know, the emotional, mental effects, stress. I also had people who complained of how this whole thing is affecting them mentally, emotionally, and stressing them out. Stress, yes, because it's a lot. And if you are in this situation, this category, and you don't know how to deal with it, you don't know what you should do, so you're looking for someone to talk to, you're looking for a friend, and you have lots of friends, so you're like, oh, I need a friend to talk to right now. But all of a sudden, nobody is available, because everybody's trying to survive, save themselves and their family members from getting hit by a stray bullet. Yes, it's that bad. Where I live in Oyibo, Rivers State. Where I live, I've been hearing gunshots like this morning I heard two. People are running away from Oyibo River State. So everybody's trying to survive. There is nobody for you to talk to. And then you wonder why your friends are not checking up on you. And you begin to wonder if your friends actually care. Because I'm sure, you will think, oh, I'm certain they must have heard what's going on in Nigeria. They must have heard what's going on in River State, in Enugu State, in Lagos, in my street, in my area. And they are not checking up on me. So you begin to wonder if they actually care. Especially if you care for them genuinely and they know it. Most people say they don't have expectations. Don't have expectations. Just do you, be happy, be good. Yes. But sometimes you need to talk to someone. You need to connect with somebody. Especially when you are overwhelmed with emotions. Things that you can't understand. You can't balance. Now, like I said, I'm in this category. And I complained to one of my close friends. And he said I was acting up. I was being a baby. Because he was like, some of them are actually going through a lot. So you don't know if they are going through a lot too. And I'm like, okay, true. A lot is happening all around the world. So people are going through a lot. I'm not trying to make excuses, but I think it's true. People are going through a lot. So I just had to kill my expectations. And if you are expecting it to, you should just kill it. That's the best thing to do right now. If you're finding it hard to balance your emotions, you should cut off from things that would, trigger the unbalance of your emotions. It's a lot, It's a lot. Now, this is another effect on friendship. It is affecting your bond, the connection with, the connection you have with friends. So you ask, apart from killing your expectations, and then you thinking that, oh, they too are going through a lot, what else can you do? Nothing. You should not stress over it. That's the best thing. You should not stress over it. I have come to realize it's a phase. So I'm telling you now, it's a phase. And it will pass. Everybody in one way or another has been affected by the recent happenings in Nigeria. So right now it's Oyo on your own, every man for himself. But if you desperately need someone to talk to, I'm here. Amazele is here. Let's connect. Let's share and unleash our emotions, how we feel right now. You can call me, you can text me on WhatsApp or any social media platform. I'll leave my number in the description box of this particular episode. If you need a friend, I'm free and I'm available. You can call, you can text, whichever is good for you. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Telegram. I'm everywhere. I'm here for you. But, you know, to be truthful, this is the time I think we need to keep our connection strong. We need to reach out, even though it's not easy. Everybody's going through a lot. You know, I have a friend whose mom lost her shop, lost all she had. Her shop in the market was looted and burnt to the ground, everything gone, just like that. I'm not sure I want to be in his shoes to know how he feels or how his mom feels, because it's going to be bad. It's going to be really bad. I just pray that they are able to overcome it. You know, it's not easy. A lot is happening, but what can we do about it? Have hope. You know, have faith that everything will be alright. That's all. You know, be positive. You have to be positive. You have to try to be positive. Have faith. Reach out to everyone you can. Try not to lock up your emotions or how you feel right now. Talk to someone. Talk to me. I'm here. You know, all you can do right now is to be positive, because that change we want is going to happen. No matter how long it takes, it's going to happen. I am positive that it's going to happen. So you should be positive too. Please don't spread fake news. Don't put fear in people's hearts. When you spread fake news, people get scared. Don't do that. Reach out to people in a good way. Connect to people. We need each other right now. That's all for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed every bit of it. I hope it's going to help you. You know, if you have questions that you would like to ask, contributions that you would like to make, you can send me a DM, you can send me a mail, or you can just text me, whichever you feel is good for you. Please remember to be positive, stay happy, and share your happiness and positive energy around. Let your happiness be contagious. What we have right now is love. All we need to give is love, happiness, smile. It's not easy, but you just have to try. So I can't wait to connect with you next Friday. I can't wait to get your feedback from this particular episode. Thank you so much for listening.